You know, gentlemen, when I was growing up, we're playing Sandlot football. I'm Tony Dorsett. I'm Eric Dickerson, all these things. Glamorous position back in the day. Barry Sanders, the list goes on and on. Then, of course, the position was de-emphasized. Oh, you can't draft a running back in the first round. You're not going to spend money on aging running backs. That's changed now. Look at Saquon Barkley. Look at Derrick Henry, who might get a rushing record this year, by the way. That record, 21-05, set by Eric Dickerson back in 1984. Why the emphasis now, though? And you can also see here in Atlanta, too, with Bijan and Tyler Algier.
Yeah, I think Bijan, honestly, I think Bijan has kind of resurrected that thought when you talk about the draft. I think there were some missteps. Trent Richardson, my boy, Trent Richardson being one of them, along the way. And then Bijan's kind of resurrected that thought.
Mark Ingram for a long time, then he finally settled into a pretty distinguished
career,
right?
So Mark was drafted at the back end of the first round.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, you talk about like top 10 running backs. It's like, no, they don't have enough value for that. Mark was like, I don't know, 23rd, 24th, I feel like.
So. Well, when you talk about these guys, a lot of things are happening. For one, Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry, Bijan Robinson, they are three down running backs who can do everything. They can catch the ball in the backfield. They can pass protect. They can and they can run the ball up, in between the tackles and outside of them.
Is it the pass catching nowadays? Because the old school guys just toted it. They didn't really catch the ball in the backfield very often.
Here's how I feel about it. Because this has been covered a number of times, and defenses are adjusting to what offenses have become, right? It's the cyclical nature of the NFL.
Right.
So now we are just simply adjusting back to where that running back that can run between the tackles is becoming more valuable because linebackers and D linemen are getting lighter because they have to cover space. It's just somebody's like, man, Carolina should run the triple option. I mean, that's where they're at. And I'm like, it's not a bad idea. Nobody's doing it. Might as well hit people in the mouth when you get a chance.
Bryce Young would get killed.
I was about to say.
You wouldn't
have to be embalmed after every game.
But go hire the Army coach, right? Draft their quarterback, and there you go.
It is an interesting point. But also, look at both backs last week, that we played, Zach Charbonnet and Kenneth Walker. Those are both two dual-threat guys out of the backfield and catching the ball and running. But also, it's two-headed monsters everywhere, too. So these guys are going...
Or three in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, and these guys are going places, and they got a little bit more aware on the tread.
The thunder lightning.
Yeah.
I'm here for it, man.
I am, too. That's why you got to have two, Tyler Algier and Bijan.
Yeah, and that's the thing is, like, bell cow backs are still few and far between. The Saquons and Derrick Henrys are still fewer and farther between than the Charbonnet and Walker groups or the Bijan and Algier kind of groups. I think that's what gives you sustained success over the year. That's why when people bring up Derrick Henry's rushing record this year possibility, I'm like, dude, a lot of things got to go right. He's got to stay away from like just tweaking a knee or something other than that. And also everybody else around him needs to stay healthy if that's going to happen as well. The offensive line, the wide receivers, everybody.
Look at Christian McCaffrey last year. They used him as your bell cow. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many touches a game did he get? And he's nowhere to be found this year because of injury. And now I know he's got his head injury, but if you just overload one guy, their bodies are not holding up because of the dual threats, how much they're actually being asked to do.
Yeah. It's interesting, man, and it will just continue to evolve to me. But I'll have my eyes peeled on Derrick Henry. There ain't no doubt about it.
You know, and if you're an old-school football fan, there's nothing sexier when a team can just run a ball down a team's throat. Yeah, it's modern sexy to throw the ball for 400 yards, but when you just see a running back just inflict his will on a defense and they just dominate, it's beautiful.
Derrick Henry, to me, has mastered the art of running through tacklers' wrists. And what I mean by that is he's not going to completely shake you out of your shoes, but he's going to force you into making an arm tackle. And when you do that –
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, when you do that, when his shin hits your wrist – you ain't bringing him down, bro. Like, it ain't happening.
Or that stiff arm hits you right in the
thorax. He's mastered the art of that very slight change of direction that causes you to change direction, and then all of a sudden it's like, no, not bringing him down.